I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Paige, tell this person on the text this song that they're saying that I should be playing for 90s summer hip-hop, that I was already going to play it. So it's going to be played, but not because they wanted it played, because I already was going to play it.
It's got to be patient.
We're on the same wavelength.
Okay.
Length.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Tell him I got to wait their time.
All right, wait your time. He'll be playing this.
Look at that girl with the Uncle Jesse's on.
I want to who? Oh, Ben Jones.
What about look at that girl with the cooter on?
Cooter.
Yeah, like Daisy Duke.
You know that's her favorite word now. She'll just say it just at random.
I know.
Well, you know Saturday is a big day. Are you excited? Because America turns 250 years old on Saturday.
954. Tomorrow is, 250, but isn't
That's
it
big?
But it's like,
big.
Take your age, whatever it is, whoever you are,
43.
Take that away. So the country was only 207 years when you were born. So take that back 100 years and slavery was still a thing. Wow.
Which I did not support.
Well, I'm happy to hear that, fat boy.
Do you know if the I don't know if the pool fountain is still green?
They call change? People
a vandal
trying to rip the lining
to
out.
Cut the lining.
Like what?
How do you even?
I don't know why I know these people don't pay taxes? Because taxpayers, I'm a taxpayer. I'm pissed because it costs so much.
I want to know how the hell they put the 8647 in the lawn and nobody saw it. Like they haven't talked about camera footage. Did you see that story?
So I'll be quite honest with you. I thought that was not real.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I didn't really see that until I saw it on the news. Are we at the point to where we're duping the news now? That's
so
not
that
good.
Was real?
That's where I assume it was. Oh, I saw it on network news.
God. Wow.
So they did it somewhere else.
That's too. Alarming that somebody could touch down and
so they painted it or they cut it in?
Well, it was in the grass.
They cut it in.
Because they had to recut the grass. They put 8647, the numbers, in the grass.
So that takes how long to do and no security camera saw anything?
Well, that's the thing. There are cameras there. But they didn't say if they reviewed it, found anybody that was doing
we
it or what.
We should have the kind of cameras that, like, if something gets over the fence during the non-outside times or whatever, like, they just get, like, lasered.
Yeah.
Like some energy weapon just comes down and just zaps them. But they shouldn't put another person's life on the line to go defend against some nut. And these people with the... I'm serious. Do we try people with treason anymore?
Yeah.
You don't well spies, but you don't hear about that until they
but
talk
like
about
if,
it.
Especially this time of year, I mean... I don't give a damn, really, if you support wars in general or not, but people died for the country and what it memorializes and what it, you know, like some stuff drives me up the wall too, crazy. But at the same time, like this stuff is.
Trump is there temporarily. It's not, it's the people's house. It's not his.
I heard it was Swerve's house.
It belongs to everyone in the United States, that Capitol.
I read that Obama had charged more people with treason than any other president. And it was usually people leaking secrets from the CIA and ex-spies and stuff like that.
Big Mike's ex-boyfriends.
But the the penalty, you know, I don't think is as stiff as people think it would be. You know, no life imprisonment or death or stuff like that.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Like, we don't, you know, people don't know who Benedict Arnold is anymore. They probably think it's something you get at brunch. Mm. Can I have the Benedict Arnold? What are you talking about, Willis? He was a turncoat. I don't know.
Now, it's interesting when you follow these spies and they start talking about the Mossad and how they operated overseas. Yeah. Ooh.
I mean, but it's kind of, you put people at risk.
You think we're dangerous.
If you're giving away military secrets or anything like that. I mean,
yeah, but they have everyone's secrets. Meanwhile, you know what's very odd about that? Referring to the Mossad, it being like the world spy, like all the spies. Meanwhile, you don't hear anything about Asian spies. Remember the song, no. Secret Asian
Man?
You never, you never, but like there's, you know, nothing against our own country. I mean, when it comes to like the AI stuff, we seem to be kicking ass.
Well, hang on a second.
And soccer.
There was the lady who was, I got to look this up to make sure. She was the town clerk at a town in California.
Yeah.
Where she was passing it. She was a Chinese national working for them, unregistered, you know. That was passing information back and forth. I got to double check it, but like, I think that's the only one.
I think we may have talked about that, or it doesn't
really matter what nationality you are. You're still going to take money if you're nefarious.
I wouldn't attack an Asian people. Tim's going to be even more mad at me now.
Oh, it was the mayor of the town, Arcadia, California.
Okay, we did talk about that.
Federally charged with acting as an illegal agent for China.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But remember, it was also in California where Lucille Ball, if you remember from that was my impression of Lucy, you know, when she goes,
you don't love Lucy.
I had a love hate with Lucy. She could have married an American, but nevertheless, she went to get dental surgery, and she said that after they put this metal in her mouth, she could hear radio transmissions, like weird, like in her head.
I wonder if she could.
And she started getting these real bad, severe headaches. Well, long story short, nearby the dental office, near Hollywood, there was a secret Chinese radio station underground that was broadcasting secrets back
to that's scary.
The homeland. And somehow, whatever the metal was in her mouth was picking up the transmission. And that was like probably 60s, 50s, 60s.
We're how close she had to be, though.
But, like, think about that. Like, they put something in your mouth, and if there's a Paige, when you had your dental surgery, could you listen to the app through your ears?
I had the metal put in the head. I just had the implants.
Oh.
They
look real to me.
The graph.
See, here's when you hear about people like this that get busted, just like the Russian spy swap in 2009, they don't have information that's, like, you know, critical to what we're doing, where, and our operations, like, they don't really have anything.
But do you think at all, like, the secrets, are they the blackmail secrets, like we've all really kind of found out about, like, the real secrets aren't warfare or government contracts. It's literally about underage or homosexual activities. So it's never like they're trying to find out information on what secret projects we're working on or anything. It seems to be more, we want to gather your worst secrets and hold it over your head so you play by our rules now.
It's extortion first.
Oh, yeah.
The other stuff second.
Yeah. And even when you get extorted and pay the money, the hush money, what happens? Stormy Daniels, the girl, the Vince McMahon lady, like, you take the money until the money stops and suddenly you're a victim. Like, you played the game.
Yeah.
Whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent, you hoard yourself out. And when the money stopped, then you cried.
Stormy Daniels.
I really feel that way. If it was a man, I'd say the same thing, so don't feel that way.
Stormy Daniels had people, unknown people in high places that were like altering.
They came after her.
Yeah, they were altering her records federally.
Yeah.
And, you know?
I mean, I don't approve what she did because I couldn't. You know, I couldn't have done that with a man that has a pregnant wife. That's terrible.
Those undercover cops, and when she was in Ohio, I believe it was, posed as fans at one of her gigs, and then they charged her with indecent exposure and assaulting a police officer, and you know, because she smacked him in the face with her knockers. They set her up.
Like at a convention or something?
At one of her gigs, one of her strip gigs.
Oh, my God.
So it's just stuff like that left and right you had to deal with over and over. Somebody shot her horse. I watched the documentary.
Somebody shot her horse
to get her to come out of the house so they could shoot her. And you can see the horse had a big bullet hole in his leg.
Are you trying to say like Trump's people are trying to like silence her? I'm not saying that.
Well, the cops that you know, the cops that set her up were identified as you know proud Trump supporters, and they said they acted you know unprofessionally or whatever. But like, I mean, that's what you kind of led to believe.
Wow.
Watching it, but when she's talking about like you know stuff hitting her record federally that.
But you know the Never same happened. Thing, like the hush money stuff, like that one family with Michael Jackson got millions and millions of dollars, but yet still later, years later, appear on the documentary. Like,
yes.
If you take hush money, what's that mean? Like, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. Money controls the world, and that sucks. But if someone gave you millions of dollars to talk, not talk about it anymore, and you take that and say, okay, whew, okay, in my mind, it didn't happen now, and now I'm a millionaire. Years later, you go back and talk about it to go back to that well again? Like, you're not a trustworthy person, I feel. If you can, I don't know.
I can't remember the specific part of it, but it was interesting when she said the support she was getting from people who didn't like Trump and donating to her, that dried up because of some reason.
You know, now that I think about it, Rob will definitely disagree with this, but if someone says, Fat boy, you did these awful things to me. We're not saying what they are, but you did these awful things. You're like, hey, do me a favor.
I'll give you
this money. And then you're arranging a outside of the law business transaction that should not be a thing.
Nobody is ever going to see you as doing the noble thing as coming forward and, I didn't take the money. Like, it ain't worth all the headache.
No.
You're going to be painted as a piranha.
And then that one kid in the Michael Jackson thing, the one that was always laying his head on Michael's shoulder and they were sleeping in the bed. He now appeared again. You got to see that kid all grown up now. Like, God, now all your friends going to know that you and Michael Jackson looked at porn together and stuff.
No, if that helps you, you know, therapeutic-wise get through it, I can't tell you
how. You know what? That's a solid point. And plus his mother took that money, not him. So
back to the story. The reason why I brought that up is because people are going to be selling a lot of patriotic merchandise to celebrate 250 years. And so.
Yes.
They still sell a lot of bootleg Trump stuff everywhere.
Yeah. Boy, that.
It's like the bicentennial stuff. Remember that?
Well, no, I'm straight centennial, Paige.
I remember the bicentennial birdie, but that was it.
All right. Well, Paige, those your eyes guys headlines.
I remember... You know, your first memories that you solidly remember probably at 3 or 4 years old. But I remember that was such a big deal because I was a year old when I said company. Boy, talk about a Freudian slip on that. The country, not the corporation, but the country had just turned 200. And I remember it was like a huge thing. I told you my dad, one of the most... Not odd, but it's rare for him to have like a single portrait done by himself. And he's wearing a 1776 to 1976 tie.
Damn, to go to Allen Mills and get it?
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient. Now in a pill. And now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
That's probably at Kmart.
People are saying it was a big deal for a whole year until the next, you know.
Yeah. But also there wasn't crap going. I mean, you had three channels. There wasn't, it's like, everybody. But it is a big deal, though. Like,
I guess. I mean, it's an even number.
It's almost like because Trump jumped on it real early and started, like, I tell you, honest to God, without Trump, I don't know that I would realize that it's the 250 year.
I don't know if I'd be able to breathe on a daily basis.
But once he kind of grabbed onto it and started making a big deal about it, it seemed like the media like doesn't cover it. That's a huge deal. Huge deal. A quarter of a thousand years old. That's a big damn deal.
We got to keep it going.
Like I said, if your grandma was turning 250 years old and you didn't throw her a party, she wouldn't bring potato salad to damn Christmas.
She couldn't get out of bed.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Please. 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 Let me ride that donkey. Please. 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 Take it, Paige.
Please.
Donkey.
What was the donkey's name again? You remember?
I did.
Yeah.
Little Wayne Newton. Shout out.
He named his donkey Wayne Newton?
No, you said if you got a donkey, you would name it Shane.
Oh, it's a good name. Yeah, it was good. You get it, Paige?
Donkey Shane.
Yeah. I'm not used to you getting it on the first. That was good.
Well, I heard a Bushwick shout out.
Race is it. I hear he says, give it to me. But then I'm not ashamed to beg.
He said he ain't too hard to beg.
He's not too hard to say. Is that what he says?
Yep.
You're going to get bucked. Did you know in Clemson you can go to the rodeo and...
Oh, yeah, down at the Garrison Arena.
That's Ted. I think it's at that one. Don't quote me on that. But I heard tell that you can pay $40 or $50 to ride a bull. You have to sign a big release. Yep. I know some someone who did it, and golly boy.
Do they do it there, or do they do it at the Daniel High School football field?
I think it was there.
So that's every single day?
I don't think they have a bull just like at the Ted every day.
I was
day.
Just going to say, that's kind of cruel.
Cause can you milk it for 50?
Well, a bull is a guy.
Remember the...
No.
Yeah, it's
true. Dang it.
Although I've seen some women that were bulls. You were saying?
Munson and Kingpin, he said, I milked your cow for you. And then old Ishmael's dad says, we don't have a cow.
You know, that's probably where you missed Jimmy there, because y'all would reference that movie. I've seen it one time.
Well, guess who's on the phone?
No way. It's Kingpin.
I'm sure he blocked me still.
Same. I was telling that same story on Friday. Saturday. Both days, actually. Both days of the card show. Let's go to, you know what? Paige, pick a number between 1 and 12.
1 and 12. 12. Let's go to.
Oh, she picked unanimous. Or whatever.
She picked autonomous. Is that the right line?
That's it. Anonymous. I just forgot to write it down.
Oh, he didn't write it down. Good morning.
I was too busy.
Waiting patiently on the line. Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning. Hi, Matt Man, Paige, and many others.
Hey.
You forgot the boy.
God, hey.
He's plural now.
No, I'm kidding, because I love when you two start making lists of people, and it ends abruptly with and many others, and I just don't know how many times that's made me snort laugh. I don't know why.
You know, many people... caller. Many people laugh at things that we say, and they don't understand why they're laughing. You know, mm-hmm. Teachers, cops, mm-hmm. firemen, NASCAR drivers,
and many others.
And they say, "Should I be laughing at this?"
Paige, you son of a gun! Come over here and pop her in the puss right there. Not her eye. He dropped the many others there for her. Oh. I'm sorry, Paige ruined your fun there, caller.
No.
I'm going to quit calling you caller. I'm going to call you Anonymous.
All
right. Anonymous. Okay. What is it that you look? Paige, you're not mad at me, are you? That was fun.
No. Okay. Do I look mad at you?
Well, you're looking like at the wall.
I was
like,
wondering what's wrong with his eye.
Well, he talked back to me earlier.
She punched me in the eye.
Yeah.
He didn't use his hands either.
I told him that my gimp hand is strong. It really is. Oh, that was the guy that called earlier.
He said it's Pride Month. If he's going to dot me in the eye, he ain't going to use his hand.
Fatboy writes messages on the screen as we're here now. If Fatboy's added that you want a male point of view about something. Oh, Paige, we don't need you for this.
Yeah, okay.
No, I'm kidding again.
I'll think like a dude.
Yes. So what kind of point of view? What are you thinking about? What's the question?
So, well, I have a marriage question, and I need a male perspective because I don't know if my husband is crazy or if I'm overreacting.
Okay, good. Those are my favorite kind, when it's either crazy or overreacting.
First off, how long y'all been married?
Thank you.
Good question.
7 years.
7 years. All right, 7 years. You got any youngins?
No kids, no.
No kids.
All right, what's going on? Because I don't...
Well, 2 years ago, I guess I decided I wanted to completely change my life. I was 240 pounds.
What?
Look at you. See?
Wow.
You wanted to change your life. So let me preemptively ask a question. Did you change your life?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Not only do I
make you snort laugh, I inspire.
Well, something did, like, you know, like, what the hell made you want to lose so much weight?
My inspiration.
Matt, I will have to say, like, you and like seven other people, like, no joke, did do that to a degree. So,
look at me.
Yeah, I've been working out and eating better and walking every day, and now I am down to 150.
Jesus, that's good.
Good for you.
Congratulations. So he lost his by taking a lot of dumps, though. They don't tell people that.
Hey, you know what? Clean and purge, or whatever it's called. So I'm at 7 years, no youngins, 240 original weight, and then now, so you're down, 90 pounds.
Good for you.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
That's great.
That's like a whole person, you know, if they were real petite. My gosh.
I need to do at least that much.
That's great.
I feel great. Yeah. I have more energy and confidence, and everything's better, you know?
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, except what? Because you need a male point of view, so everything's better except what? What's not so good?
Except our sex life.
Oh.
Why?
So I guess the more weight I lost, the less interested my husband became.
Why? Why?
Yeah, so usually it's the opposite.
Yes,
it's exactly. Don't make no sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
At first I thought like maybe he was stressed or tired, but like after months of this, I finally asked him what was going on.
Oh, that's a great song. So I mean, you have to, like, if anything changes in a relationship, I don't care if it's once it becomes a relationship, out of the blue stuff, things happen, you know, kind of whatever, you ask, because if you do not, your mind will go off into places that it shouldn't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's always the worst.
I totally agree.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I was trying to get frisky, you know, and he just yawned. Like, he didn't want to answer, and then he finally admitted.
I know. No. He's into men now, right?
That's what he is. No.
He likes dudes.
It is the month.
He said the sex isn't as good anymore.
Why though? I mean, obviously, you don't want to get too descriptive, I guess. But like, okay, you brought this up, so I'm gonna ask this question. Like, did you lose the 90 pounds, like in your honkers and your dump truck both? That's what kids call the butt now, Paige. The dump truck. I've heard that.
So he said he literally misses the bounce.
What? Wow. What I mean, I know. Yeah.
Wow. I can see that.
We'll get a BBL. No, I'm just kidding.
He literally said, I missed the jiggle.
No, he didn't.
Wow.
Yes, he did.
Wow. So basically, your husband is saying, like, he misses kind of like your suspension package, essentially.
Exactly. Right?
I'm talking like your car. Vehicle
or
something.
Yes.
I feel bad about laughing because that had to have hurt your feelings, right? just hearing that.
I mean, yeah, it totally did. I worked really hard to lose 90 pounds.
Okay.
Sound cooler than that?
Yes. Okay. And it's such a great laugh. All right. 7 years, no kids, 240 to 150, 90 pounds. Mm-hmm. Important question here. Drawing a conclusion. Is your husband in shape?
Not even close.
Knew it. I knew it. I'm going
jealous.
Psychological on you now.
He's
go
jealous.
Ahead.
How big are we talking?
How big a boy
He's
is
about
he?
About 360 pounds.
I wish I was 360
pounds.
Wow. Wow.
So he didn't exactly join you on the journey, did he?
The journey.
No.
Yeah. How you weighs less than me? My feelings are hurt, not yours.
Oh, wow. You're a bully, Anonymous.
You bully?
No.
You're basically saying that your husband's not in shape, and now Fat Boy weighs more than that. You did not inspire him, apparently, your husband.
Nope.
See, here's the theory.
Oh, well, here we go. Mm-hmm.
Here's the theory.
Do you want the music?
No, you don't need the music. I don't think it's about the jiggle. I think he sees you looking healthier, you know, more confidence. Mm-hmm. Probably changed your hair, too, right? You do a little coloring difference. Or getting compliments. You got to buy new clothes. It's some summertime. You're wearing them little dresses, probably no undies. And he's thinking, uh-oh, you know?
You think so?
Absolutely. He's worried that some dude at the grocery store is going to be checking you out.
He's threatened
like
by
it crossed my mind.
Your success.
Like, if I bet you he thinks if you gain most of your weight back or whatever, like, the problem is solved in his mind. That he's like,
wow.
Okay, I really think that.
You know, I'll say this. There are guys who are into thicker women. It's absolutely true.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're married to somebody and they lose 90 pounds to get healthier, I mean, you don't really say, could you jiggle a little more, please?
Nah.
That's what I thought.
That's a fat boy. That's the nicest thing. You imagine saying that to your wife, like, honey, I love you, but could you please put that 60 pounds back on? I miss it.
But how could you sleep next to somebody and not have sex with them? You know what I mean?
You can't.
It's hard. Well,
it has to be paid.
I mean, it just happens. In a marriage, you have it all the time.
Have you said, honey, I'll strap a waterbed to myself before we go out?
Has he always preferred bigger women? Was that what?
Yeah, even before we met, yes.
Well, I mean, look, he's consistent. He's got a type at least.
But, you know, like if... Like, people change, you know? Like,
the GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
What if, hold on, let me get into performance mode. What if, I had to take my hat off, what if I start to lose my hair one day?
Mm-hmm.
I got a buddy that's going through it now.
We're on the radio. People can't see me not wearing a hat and losing my... Like, what if Mrs. X leaves? No. You don't...
Don't do it.
You don't root against your spouse getting healthier. I just bit my tongue saying that. That's a bad sign.
I mean, but that's what bothers me, right?
Like, is he ever sad or you get the feeling like he's worried that you'll leave him?
I mean... Not directly, but like he does joke, like, oh, now you're going to find somebody at the gym.
There he is.
He's throwing it out there.
Well, you may if he rejects you. I mean, you can't live like that forever.
Better yet, how can I monetize this superpower from the Lord that I have to figure all this out? This is in his insecurities, not yours.
Yeah.
He should be pulling for you. Because, you know, I mean, go ahead.
I mean, I think you're probably right.
Look,
you know,
look, I would tell him this. I lost weight because I wanted a longer life with you. How about that? Mm.
God, that was good.
Look at that. I just feel like such a puss saying it, too. Well, not talking about
I
the
like
face.
That.
Yeah. Like, maybe,
I like that.
You know, say, hey, let's go walking or hiking.
Let's go walking.
Or, you know, and this is true. Studies say that you can say the beach kicking in. You can stay in real good shape by having sex.
Absolutely.
Even more so when the woman's on top. That's what I've read. All right, yeah. We have to roll. Thank you so much. And
he might let you up there now.
Let him know that you're on the same team and, you know, all that good stuff, you know?
That's how you lost weight. Absolutely. You laughed a lot. You lost it by laughing.
Well, you're funny.
Yeah.
We are funny.
Well, thank you.
Yes. Well, good luck. I mean, hopefully he's attracted to you soon.
Yes.
I love his fat ass, and believe it or not.
I love it.
I'd go to break on that one.
The Rise Guys. They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
TheRiseGuys.com. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember what he said he sang to it now. Old Tim.
God, that was only like 2 hours ago.
I don't think it was that long ago, was it?
Oh, was it not?
Might have been.
You know, younger people, if you're listening right now, when your mother or grandma or whatever call people the wrong name, or you see them walk into a room and turn around and ask you why they went in there. If you laugh at that, I'm flipping you off right now through the through the radio. You hear that? That's my middle finger right there. Because I do it all the time now. And I used to laugh when my mama did it. Or, you know, my mama would put tape over her webcam on her laptop.
Yeah.
She felt like someone was looking at her. And then
they
we find out.
Were.
Find out they were.
Second
they were, you know.
I'm just saying what I think he said, that the lyrics are, if you feel like tugging.
Tugging. Hey. It's like that one Ella Langley song. I can't quote it off. Oh yeah, I talked to somebody involved with the city you live in.
Yeah.
And they told me something I did not think about.
Because I got a source too.
I was like, how is it they are screwing this up? This person told me of someone that lived in Greenville that left Morgan Wallen the other night, got home at 3:40, did not go out afterwards. They had to wait in parking for 2 hours to be able to get let out to leave.
Oh, some people were saying if you didn't leave before the show was over, then you couldn't get in the shuttle lines because they were too long. But you got to go see the...
You're going to the concert.
Yeah.
Like, leave early? Now, granted, I would do that sometimes. Especially if you go see a band, you could find their set list online. And you're like, they're going to encore with that. I don't care about that song, so you'd leave, but...
Not only that, just think about the wait getting there just to park before you leave.
I said, how is it that they sell out, you know, games and all this stuff? Yep. And they're like, what you're not thinking about here is the field is also full of people.
Yeah, well, the backfield behind the stadium, that's where the bands are. That's where they keep their buses and whatnot.
So, like, it's like almost maybe twice as many people. And then is that crew that would work the stadium, like for vendor, you know, the concession stuff, are they the same ones that do it for football?
I believe so.
A skeleton crew? So come back and work 2 days and then you're off again for another month?
Yeah, those people usually work at part-time during the season too.
I tell you, Clemson, if y'all can figure it out, y'all can make a whole bunch of money. Make like Bank of America money. Stadium, not the bank.
If you ride out by the behind the Esso Club right there on North Clemson Avenue, you can see where people were charging in their yard for people to park.
Oh, yeah? How much?
I know.
It's probably 40, 50 bucks a pop, I would imagine.
I'm going to write down the name of someone that...
Because you're not too far off right there. Uh-huh. I mean, you're closer to Little John, but you can
you
still cross the road.
May not be able to read that. But like... Talking about them houses up the hill behind Esso Club?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Okay, because I know the dude who owns those, and he's smart. He's a businessman, so that does not surprise me at all. That's probably part of the investment. You know, like that dude we know that has a lake house, but don't have a boat, so he leases out his dock. That's smart.
It
you
is.
Don't have, the guy needed a boat slip. He don't have a boat. What do you know?
Because the docks are packed, too. Now, if you own that nice house on the corner near the Esso Club that's got the Esso brick imprinted in the driveway.
That house, dude.
That's a nice one.
That house will get treated better than the Shoeless Joe Jackson house. Yep. That will never
They moved his twice already.
Already, yeah. And you just wait. Some Yankee comes down here and wants to buy that. They'll sell it to them, too. Sold City Hall.
We get the Shoeless Joe Jackson house.
Yeah, the Bohemians came and bought our hotel. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.